Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. Sorry, I'm opening an energy drink because I'm about to fall asleep. Welcome to another episode of my podcast, Things Could Be Worse. I'm your host, Bailey Diedrich. And today I have some life recap. I have some story times. I have a little weekend recap. And then I also have a current spiral that I'm going down. I know in last episode, I said that I was just going to be like rambling and like didn't really have any plans. And like, I just wanted to like sit down and talk about, you know, the way that I've been feeling in regards to like seasonal changes and like my mood shift and stuff, like every time that it starts to get cold out. Also, if you're watching visually, I need to get rid of this plant. It just like spins the whole episode. Like, I don't know why it does that. It's so annoying. So I'm sorry. But yeah, last episode I said that I was just gonna like take that one episode to kind of like sit down and spiral a little bit and have no plans. And then I was gonna like get back on track with like planning out episodes and having like good topics and good, you know, like formatting and everything like that. Today, I'm back and I have no plans, but I kind of have a plan. Like, I know what I want to talk about, but it's not like a specific thing. Like, I don't know. Like, I've just kind of started to realize that this podcast is like, I don't know. It's honestly, like I've said this time and time again, like it's literally my therapy. And I feel like the people that listen to this podcast aren't honestly listening for like the actual like podcast like content. I mean, I guess yes, but like the people listening to this, like I assume you guys are interested in me and my life and like want to hear the things that I'm going through and the things that I'm experiencing and the things that I'm feeling. So I sometimes get in my head and I'm like, I need to be like more professional about this. I need to like have things planned and everything. And then I kind of take a step back and I'm like, people just like listening to me talk. And I don't know why you guys like that, but people just like listening to me talk. And maybe down the road I'm gonna get more professional about it, but like today I have another just like kind of spiral episode. I want to talk about my past weekend in Minnesota. I went to Minnesota for the weekend, which was weird. But I kind of want to dive into that a little bit and tell you guys some funny stories that happened with me and my friends. And then also I want to talk about the insane spiral that I had yesterday and the fact that I am so determined to just like move out of my house this instant. So welcome to another what should be pretty chaotic episode. I hope you guys enjoy. So I think I'm going to start off with my weekend recap and kind of just tell you guys what I did this weekend, because it shouldn't be that long of a story. It really was just like Saturday. Like I went there on Saturday. And so like, it wasn't like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing. It was really just Saturday. But if you guys don't know, which you probably don't, because I don't think I've ever talked about this, but one of my friends goes to the University of Minnesota. It's super fun, super cool. Like 3 months ago or something, like so long ago, like literally like the very beginning of this school year, we found out that the Wisconsin Badger football team was playing the Minnesota football team. So I have friends that go, I've talked about going to Madison, UW-Madison, like hella times at this point. Like not even hella times, I've only visited a couple times, but like I've visited my friends there a couple times and like I've gone to a football game there and like whatever. And we all kind of decided that when the two teams played each other that we would all go and hang out with our friend Macy that goes to Minnesota. And like it was just like a whole thing that we planned out so long ago. As it got closer, nothing was being planned. Like we had just briefly talked about it, and then it was like a week before and we had no plans of like who was driving, when we were going, who was all going. Like we had no plans, but we got it figured out. I originally was gonna go up with my friend Eliza. Eliza was texting me about it and she was like, hey, like do you want to drive to Minnesota together? Macy and her roommate want to go back with me too, like all this stuff. So we were trying to like figure out rides, and then there was like 3 other girls going, and it got to the point where like they were going on Friday. Like Eliza was driving down on or up on Friday, and like I wanted to go on Friday, but also like I don't know, like it was right after Thanksgiving week or whatever, and like every single day of Thanksgiving week was like a fucking, like I was just partying. Like, I was just, like, having a good time every single night. So I was honestly kind of sick of, like, socializing. And I honestly a little bit wanted to, like, take Friday off and then just, like, go on Saturday. And the reason that going on Saturday was an option was because my friend Elise had to work Friday night. So she wouldn't be able to leave for Minnesota until Saturday. So I was kind of thinking about going with her, but I hadn't really talked to her about it. Like, it was just, like, you know, I had this idea in my head. And then all of a sudden, it was like everyone had plans except for me. And it was like, we're all going with Eliza and like there isn't room. So you're going with Elise. And I was like, honestly, like, fuck it. Like, I'll go with Elise. It was kind of what I was like, my gut was telling me to do anyways. So my other friends went up. Like, Minnesota's above Wisconsin. So my other friends went up to Minnesota on Friday at like, I think they left around like 1 p.m. or something. And it's like a 4.5 hour drive ish, a little less than 4.5 hours. And then me, Elise, and her sister left at 7 a.m. Saturday. And if you guys know me, I'm not a morning person. I literally suck at waking up early. Honestly, though, it's not hard for me to wake up early when I have something that I need to do that, like, I'm not dreading. Like, obviously, waking up for school was hell because, like, I didn't want to go to school. But, like, waking up for something that you're excited to wake up for, like, that's not difficult. So I didn't really have, like, a hard time waking up. It's just, like, it's crazy that, like, I can wake up easily at 7 a.m. for, you know, a 4 hour drive to Minnesota, but like I cannot wake up before like 10 p.m. or 10, that too. That's crazy. I can't wake up before like 10 a.m. on like a normal day when I don't have stuff going on in the morning. So it's honestly tricky and like I feel like my life is falling apart and this just is a fucking, I'm not gonna get into the spiral yet. We're gonna continue talking about the weekend and we can talk about all of these problems that I'm dealing with right now. So anyways, the drive to Minnesota was good. I'm pretty sure I slept like an hour and a half of it or like 2 hours of it. So that was really, really nice because I was definitely like sleep deprived. Like I had to wake up super early, but I didn't go to bed super early. So I kind of got like 5 hours of sleep, but I was able to sleep in the car, so that was helpful. We get to Minnesota, and me and Elise were staying at her sister's house because her sister also goes to school in Minnesota. So we get to her sister's house. We have literally, like, 30 minutes to change, get ready, kind of, like, get our stuff together, and then head to the tailgates because it's Saturday. It's game day. The game was at 2:30, so, like, tailgates started at, like, 10 a.m., I believe. And then we walked, like, a couple blocks and we met up with our other friends and we ended up just like going to like a few different like frats, I guess, like they were like the frat tailgates, but it kind of felt really weird. Like it was like really weird. Like I haven't experienced like a whole bunch of frats in my lifetime, right? But I have been to a few at like other colleges, and the ones at Minnesota were just kind of like weird. Like it honestly felt just like very intimate. It almost felt just like a house party because there was like not very many people there. It was very like chill and like laid back, I felt like, which was fun. Like I like that. And if you knew more people there, you were going with more people that you knew, it would probably be like such a good time. It was just kind of weird because it was just like me and my little group of friends, and like there was other people there that like my other friends knew because they go to school with them, or like they go to school with their friends, and like all this stuff. Like there was connections there, but like I didn't have any connections there really besides like the friends that I came with basically. But we just kind of like drank, hung out, and then we kind of hopped around to like a few different like outside party types of things, and it was literally like 25 degrees, which it was so cold. But luckily I had like a really thick warm jacket on, so it wasn't that bad for me. After a few hours of being at the frats and just turning up outside freezing, actually some girl's hair started on fire. I was like in line for the porta potty, which is frat house mixed with porta potty. Porta potties are already disgusting, and then it's like a frat porta potty. Like absolutely not. Absolutely not. But I had to pee and it was freezing out, so I had no other option basically than to go to the porta potty over there and stand in line. So I'm standing in line for the porta potty. I'm just like having conversations with like random ass girls in line, you know, like normal chit chat, like how girls always talk like in the girls' bathroom. Like you'll talk to any bitch that's in a girls' bathroom like on a night out. It was that vibe, but it was like the daytime and we were just standing outside waiting in line for a porta potty, and it was honestly so much fun. I love the girls that I met in line for that porta potty. But I was standing over there and all of a sudden I hear like some commotion happening over by like where everybody's standing, and there was like these big metal barrels. Honestly, I don't even know what these are used for. It's like it's giving like industrial, it's giving like you, or honestly, you know what it's giving? It's giving like in that one, I don't know if you guys have seen Ozark, but like any like cartel type of like movie or like show, there's always like barrels of like acid. And like after somebody gets like by like the cartel, they throw them in the barrel. That's literally all I can like think of this barrel as. I don't know if that's dark. I also don't know if that's like real, but that's what I've seen in Ozark. Okay. And it's that metal barrel. It's just like a big metal barrel. They had these barrels and they just had like hella wood thrown in them and they were just lighting that bitch on fire. And these were like ginormous fires. Like the flames like were as tall as like the actual barrel at one point. Like I look over and it's like a fucking raging fire. And I'm like, hey, this is going to turn into a wildfire soon. Like if you don't get this under control. And then all of a sudden this commotion starts happening. I look over and this girl's hair just like ignites and her like, it just like, it like lit up and then it like went out really quick. And then there was like something that fell to the floor and I don't know what fell to the floor. One of my friends said they think that they saw like a chunk of hair fall out. And I was like, oh my God, I'm like laughing because I'm not like processing that that actually just happened because I was like far away from it and just watching, but everybody else was like freaking out. And I honestly feel really bad, but like, don't walk past that barrel of fire. You know what I mean? So that's kind of all I have to say about like the little tailgatey things. After that, we were there for like just like a couple hours, like maybe 2 hours, like that's it. And then we wanted to go to this like local little like sports bar thing to watch the game because we didn't get tickets to go to the game. One, because like I don't really care. Two, it's gonna be cold. Three, they'd probably be expensive to like get tickets like that, like last minute like that. And it's also really hard to find student section tickets. Like you have to find somebody that has like season tickets, like season student passes, and then you have to like find, you know, we had like 7 girls with us, we have to find like 7 of them. Like that's a little, it's a little unrealistic. But our friend Macy did go with like her roommate and their other friends, so we just, minus Macy, the girl that actually goes to school there, we went to this place and we're trying to watch the game. We get there after like a 20-minute walk from these stupid frats and the line is literally like 2 hours long. Like it's down the side of the building, down the other block, like long ass line. And everybody's trying to get in there to like eat and warm up and watch the game. We're like, fuck that. We see a Chick-fil-A, we go into the Chick-fil-A and we're all eating Chick-fil-A now, right? It was just like it was right there. It was easy. Chick-fil-A sounded good. So we went into the Chick-fil-A. I honestly am not gonna lie. When I was sitting in this Chick-fil-A, I was like pretty dizzy, if you know what I mean. Like I was sitting there and it's like daytime. It's like bright. It's like 2 p.m. at this point. And we started drinking at like, I don't know, like 11, 12 maybe. And within like 2-3 hours, I was like pretty there just because it was so cold outside. And also like when I'm in situations where like I don't know a lot of people and like I don't feel the urge to talk, I just sit there and I'm like, oh sorry, I hit my mic, I'm like slugging shit back because it's like, what else am I gonna do? Like I feel awkward, I don't have anybody to talk to really, like let me just drink. So that's not healthy, but that's what I did. So I'm sitting in this Chick-fil-A and I like split some nuggets with somebody and split some fries with somebody. And then I was like, why did I just split this meal with someone? Like I am starving. So I ended up eating the rest of Eliza's nuggets, one of my friend's nuggets, and like some of her mac and cheese. And like, I was just like eating what everybody else didn't eat. Like I was hungry, but I was just sitting at this table and I was like, damn, like I'm pretty fucked up right now. And I don't know why. Like everybody else, all my other friends, like they seemed like good. And I was like, oh, okay. It wasn't like bad. It was just like, I'm a lot more dizzy than I should be at this Chick-fil-A at 2 p.m. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like, damn. So after Chick-fil-A, since we knew we wouldn't be able to go watch the game anywhere at, like, a bar or, like, a restaurant or something fun, we decided to go back to Elise's sister's house because it just, like, her sister and like all of her sister's roommates were at the game. So like we had the whole house to ourselves basically, just to like sit in the living room, like turn the game on and just kind of like hang out there and warm up for a little bit. And also Macy was at the game. So like the other girls, not Elise and I, like everybody else was staying at Macy's dorm and Macy was at the game and they didn't have like a way to get into the dorm or anything. So they really had nowhere to go. So we were like, let's just go to Elise's sister's and we'll turn the game on and like just chill for a little bit. So my friend Eliza calls an Uber from Chick-fil-A to take us to Elise's sister's house because it would have been like a 30-minute walk or something crazy. We're like, let's just Uber. It's freezing. Like, let's just split the Uber. It won't be that much. So we get an Uber and somehow there was a miscommunication. I don't want to like say the actual street, but let's say, so this is like completely made up, like I'm making up like the direction, like number, like whatever. Say somebody lives on North Street and you accident, no. Say somebody lives on Northwest Street. And when you're explaining it to somebody, you forget to say the west part, or you say the west part a little bit quietly. So the person putting in the address just puts in North Street, not Northwest Street. That's kind of the situation that happened to us. That's not like the actual street or anything, but like it was that type of situation. Like the last, so we ended up on South Street in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. And that was not where we needed to go at all. So I'm not going to lie. Like when our Uber pulled up there, it felt a little sketch. It felt like not the safest area, if you know what I mean. Like it just, Minneapolis is not a safe city by any means. There's a lot of like iffy areas. There's a lot of places like you don't want to end up in like a little group of like teenage girls, you know what I mean? Like there's a lot of places like that, and this definitely was one of them. So we were like, okay, let's like just tip the Uber driver to like take us to the right address. Like instead of like getting out and having to call a new Uber, let's just stay in this fucking car, tip this guy like $20 to take us to the actual address. So that's what we did. We ended up getting to Elise's sister's house eventually, and we just turned on the game, hung out, and then I took a fat nap. Like once the other girls left, I slept for like 50 minutes and it was like the best nap of my life. I said this was gonna be a quick story, and it's honestly taking me a long time because I feel like there was stuff that I forgot that happened, like this like whole Uber thing. Like I didn't even remember that happened until I just started telling the story. So I'm gonna try to hurry through it. After I woke up from my nap, it was already time to start getting ready for our night out, because we all had decided, since it was game day and since there isn't like a whole lot of quote unquote freshman bars in this town, like there's only really like two or three I think that people go to, if you know what I mean. Like there's freshman bars, like bars that like we can get into because like they are really easy to get into. Anywho, we decided to think ahead and be like, let's go out really, really early, but go to a bar or a place that we want to like spend the rest of our night at, but that also has food. Cause that way we can like go in, sit down, eat dinner, and already be in there before like the night really starts bumping. Like that makes sense to me, right? So me and Elise are getting ready at Elise's sister's house. We're like touching up our makeup, putting on new outfits, and like just like kind of getting ourselves together. And then our other friends inform us that they're heading to this one bar that serves food, and like it's usually like pretty easy to get into and everything. So they get there and there's literally like six of them. Fuck, I'm like tweaking. I believe there was six of them, and every single one of them got denied from this bar. So we kind of had to switch up our plan, obviously, because we weren't gonna get into that bar. And then we ended up going to the other bar that we were trying to go watch the game at earlier in the day, but it was like super packed. We get there, we ended up having Elise's sister drive us to said bar because it was a really far walk, and like her sister offered to drive us. We were like, fuck yeah. So we got there before the other girls got there, because the other girls walked from my friend's dorm all the way to this other bar. Like it was like a long walk. So me and Elise ended up getting there first, and we were kind of like scared because like we had never been here before. We didn't know what the vibe was like. Like it's kind of weird. Like this is not, we don't live here, you know, we've never been here before. It's just kind of like scary, you know what I mean? It's kind of scary. But we were like, whatever, it'll be fine. So we go up, we get in line. There's like a line of probably like 10 people in front of us outside, and again, it's like 20 degrees out. For some reason we wanted to dress like little hoes. Like I wasn't even dressed like, I'm like kidding, that was like a joke, but I didn't have a jacket on. I had like a long sleeve on, no jacket. Elise had a short sleeve on, no jacket. It's so hard going out when it's this freaking cold. Like it's so hard because it's like when you get inside, actually it's really hot. Like things heat up really quickly once you get inside of this type of establishment, but when you're like walking outside, you are freezing, like literally Arctic tundra type shit. So it's a very hard battle, and it's tough. We step up to this line and we're freezing, but we're just patiently waiting. I'm kind of like observing the bouncer, like seeing how other people, it's so funny, like like literally I think everyone was underage. Like that's so fucked, but like if you know, if you've ever been to like a freshman bar at like in a college town, like literally everybody's underage. Like how are we all getting away with this, you know what I mean? Like how are you, like It's like they know, but they just don't care. And it's like, you should probably care. But anyways, I'm like kind of watching how the bouncer is like turning down hella people. And I'm like, oh, like, that's kind of scary. Anyways, he starts like asking people like questions, like quizzing them on their like fucking fakes and shit. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, we get up there. I give my ID to this man, looks at me up and down once, hands it back to me. And it's like, we got in, everything was fine. We get in and it's immediately already super packed, like so packed. I'm like, okay, so we're all starving. Like our whole plan was to come here at 7 p.m. instead of like 10 p.m. so that we could like get in easily and eat food and then like already be in the place that we want to like hang out at all night. So we basically just like scoured all over the restaurant bar thing for like an empty table or an empty booth. We did this for like 45 minutes, like trying to just like wait for somebody to get up and like be done eating or be done like drinking at the booth. And eventually, once like the other girls got there and like we kind of begged this table of guys to like give us their seat because they like weren't even eating or drinking anymore. They said that they had been there since 11 a.m. and they were all sitting there like staring through each other, like so hammered. Like there was like 8 empty pitchers of beer on the table. Like they were like unwell. It's like, guys, go home. Like we are trying to eat. You know what I mean? So we get the table. We order pizza. I got like a caprese pizza, a caprese flatbread. It was actually so gas. Like I want that. I'm craving that right now. It was so good. Everybody else got their food. We just like sat there, ate and drank a little, and then it got really boring really fast. Like it started to get more packed and more people started to come, but it was just like kind of a weird vibe. It was like really bright in there. Like the lights weren't dark enough for me to like feel like I could have fun. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's like if the lights are too bright, I'm like in like a, like the setting just like wasn't, it didn't feel fun. It didn't feel good. And it was just like a lot of people, like super claustrophobic vibes. Like I was just like, okay, this is kind of ass. And like at this point, like I had one drink maybe. And I was like, okay, I kind of feel like shit. I'm tired. I have a stomach ache. And Elise was like, honestly, me too. Like, let's go home. And me and Elise were going to Uber back to her sister's house and just, like literally just go to bed and like end the night at like 10 p.m. And the other girls were like, no, like you have to come to this other place that we're going to. Like, it'll be so much fun. And I was like, where are we going? And they were like, blank. And I was like, that's the bar that you guys tried to get into like an hour ago and were unsuccessful. Like, we're gonna walk 20 minutes and then get denied again. But they were like, it's worth a try. So I kind of talked to Elise wanted to leave more than me, I think, but I didn't want to like let her Uber back alone, and I didn't want to have to like Uber home alone at the end of the night or like have to worry about that. So I was like, let's not split up, like let's just like try out this other place. We'll stay for like 30 minutes, and if it's fun, we can stay longer. If it's not, like, we can leave. Like, I'll leave with you. So that's what we ended up doing. We get to this other place. Long-ass line. Like, very... Actually, it wasn't that long of a line. It was, like, a mediocre line. But it wasn't moving very fast. And again, I'm standing outside in, like, nothing, basically. So, very cold. We get up to the bouncer. And he literally doesn't even look at our IDs. Again, he just scans them. Which is my favorite type. It's my favorite type of establishment, like when they don't even like pay mind to it, like they literally just rely on their little scanner to like make sure it's real. Your scanner is fucked. It doesn't work. Is it bad that I like say this stuff online? Like, I'm definitely like incriminating myself. Like, could like a cop listen to this and be like, that bitch is bad? I don't really care, to be honest. Like, what are you gonna do? I already have an underage. Like, I was like 15, been there, done that. Moving on from that though, we all got in fine and we walk in and it's very like lit in there. Like tons of people. It's very like club vibes. Like there's like a whole DJ stand. There's like hella people all like in like the dance area, like what would be like the dance floor, I guess. And it was just like packed in that bitch. And like music was loud. It was like very, just like it looked like people were having a good time. And then they were like, okay, our guy friends are downstairs. And I was like, oh yeah, shit, like I forgot our guy friends came here. So basically our hometown guy friends, like a few of them, like three of them, ended up coming to visit, or two of them came to visit one of our other hometown guys that goes to Minnesota as well, and they ended up being at this place. So the girls were like, let's go downstairs, like they're downstairs. And we walked down these stairs and it's a fucking culture shock. It went from being like a fucking rave upstairs to like a dive bar downstairs. I'm talking like pool table vibe, dartboard vibe, just like little like wooden like tables and chairs. It was like such a different vibe down there, which I honestly think every bar should have this. It was honestly so cool because it's like if you get sick of like the like house music upstairs, like you're sick of like doing like the fucking frat flick and like getting down and dirty and like going crazy upstairs, you can just like walk downstairs and be transformed into like a whole different bar, and you can like actually like sit and have conversations with people and stuff. Like there wasn't music down there, I don't think. Maybe there was, I don't really know, but it was honestly like a really cool place. Very, very fun. I ended up getting a few drinks, a few too many drinks. No, it really wasn't bad. Like I was totally fine, but I ended up pushing past my point of being tired, if you know what I mean. So I ended up having a lot of fun, and I think Elise still was not having very much fun. So I kind of felt bad, but I was just having a lot of fun. So I kind of like dragged our 30 minutes there onto like an hour and a half, I think. And we actually ended up being the last ones to leave because we called an Uber and everybody else walked, but we had to like go the farthest. And also like, I was like, let's just Uber. We ended up getting a Lyft though. We were trying to find like a random person to buy our Uber because like our phones, I don't even know what was happening. But Elise's sister ended up calling us, I think, a Lyft. And then that's how we got home. But overall, that night was fun. Like, I'm trying to think of if anything super interesting happened at that second place. Not really. Like, nothing really crazy happened. It was just nice seeing like all my friends and like seeing the guys that I haven't seen in like a few months. Well, I don't know if it's been a few months. It's been like a month. I think I saw them during Halloween weekend. But yeah, honestly, it was a fun time and I'm glad that I went. Yeah, we got back to Elise's sister's. We went to bed. I ate some like food, you know, end of the night. You need a snack. I was eating like cold chicken tenders that were from earlier in the day. And then we went to bed. We woke up in the morning. We got brunch with our friends. And then Eliza ended up driving me home because the other girls that were there, like all of our other friends besides me and Eliza and then the girl that goes to Minnesota, they all go to school in Madison, Wisconsin. So they had other friends that go to Madison that like are from Minnesota, like their hometowns are in Minnesota, and they were also visiting. So like they were all driving back with these other girls that they go to school with, and it was Sunday at this point, and they were staying till Monday actually, because they like stayed for the hockey game or something on Sunday, where me and Eliza were just like, let's dip. So they, instead of going back to like here, this town where we all like are from, they went to their college town from Minnesota. So it was just me and Eliza on the way back. It was a very long drive. Like, it, on the way there, it went super fast, I think also because I slept for a while. But I fell asleep like 14 different times on the way back with Eliza. And I was trying not to fall asleep because I think it's kind of rude to fall asleep like when you're the only other person in the car and like they're driving. Like, I just feel bad. So I was really trying not to fall asleep, but I was just like on my phone, and then I would just like literally like knock out because I was so tired and like a little bit hung. So not great. But we eventually made it home around like 5 p.m. I think. And then I just kind of like slumped, honestly. I like took a shower, I did like some laundry and kind of got my life back together after the weekend, and then I went to bed. So overall, very fun weekend. Now I kind of want to talk about the spiral that I had yesterday. It's really not that deep, but it's just something that like hit me very suddenly, and now I'm seriously thinking about it, but there's like so much to think about and I don't know what to do at all, because it's just like you know what I mean, it's just like So basically, getting into it, I do not know if this is just me, but it seems like every single month, like the day after I get off my period, like my period ends the day after, I have like the worst intrusive, impulsive ideas ever. I have no idea what this is about, but I feel like the week leading up to my period, I'm very like emotional and sad and kind of just like, and then during your period, you're emotional and sad and kind of, And then, like, the week after, I'm, like, up. I'm, like, I have so much energy. I want to change my entire life. I have so many different business ideas. I have so much motivation to, like, do things, right? Well, this month's little impulsive idea that came to me was just moving out. What? You can't just move out. I was like, I'm moving out next week. And my dad was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, no, hear me out. So basically, I'm spiraling right now about needing to move out when that was not in my plans whatsoever. I've kind of talked about this a lot on the podcast. I've talked about it on my TikTok. I've talked about it fucking everywhere because it's such a big part of my life. But since my friends all left for college, I've felt a little lost in like terms of what I want to do and like my next step when it comes to, you know, just like progressing in life. I'm not in school. I'm still living at home with my family. So I kind of feel very stagnant and I feel like I don't really have a lot of room to grow right now. I've always kind of said that like, oh, my whole plan was to like not go to school and then like live at home for a year and then maybe like my sophomore year or what would be my sophomore year of college if I was in college, like when all my other friends are sophomores, the plan would be to move somewhere like out of state. And I don't know where that place would be. Again, I think I talked about this last episode. I've said this so many times. It's like, I don't know where I would want to go right now. I don't know who I would want to live with or if I would want to live alone. Like I have no idea, right? I have no plans of actually moving anytime soon. And that was for next year to worry about. Let's reel it back in though to yesterday when I am talking to my friend Sadie Crowell, who does YouTube and social media. You guys probably know her. She's fucking huge and she's awesome. And she's like, I swear she was like, sent from God for me. Like the way that we met, it was so like just regular as fuck. Like it wasn't through social media. It was like we ran into each other on the side of the road and we became like best friends from it. Like it was so weird. And I just honestly think that I needed somebody in my life like her so much, and like fucking the universe or God or whoever the fuck is up there knew that and just like sent her to me. And that sounds maybe weird, but I feel like she is one of the few people that can like relate to me on all of these crazy delusional things that I think and I feel, because we do the exact same thing and nobody really understands it. Even like my family, like as much as they support me and they love that I am putting so much like work and passion into this and like that I've been doing this for such a young age and I've been successful, like they're so happy for me and they're so supportive, but there's only a certain point that they can understand it to because they're not in my shoes. And that's kind of how the case is with everybody. Like people can love and support me and like, you know, be proud of me for doing what I want to do right now, but they don't know what it's actually like. And it's hard talking about this because, again, like I talked about in, I don't know if it was last episode or the episode before that, but there's all of this talk right now about like influencers complaining about their influencing jobs, and there's like the whole Brianna Chicken Fry thing. Like she's like shitting on, like people think she's shitting on the working class, when like I truly think that got misconstrued and like it wasn't meant to be taken that way. If you guys know what I'm talking about, fuck it. But like, or if you don't, fuck it. It's not that deep. But I think there has been a lot of like influencers, quote unquote, that have come out and just made like ridiculous statements about, you know, like how hard their work is and all this shit. And I've already said my piece on this, like being a fucking influencer, like I hate calling myself that. This is the best job in the whole world. And yes, there's different parts of it that are difficult and whatever, but like when it comes down to it, everyone, unless you come from a fucking rich ass family and you guys have like unlimited money, like unlimited disposable money, like everybody has to work, like to some extent. And some people get fucking lucky. Like I got so lucky, and I don't know how long it's gonna last, but I got fucking lucky and I took my luck and I turned it into hard work. I put in hard work and it turned into, like, I'll say it's luck. And when I say it's luck to people, they're like, no, but you've put in so much hard work. And I'm like, thank you for seeing that. But to the average person, like, that's just luck. Like I got extremely lucky. Yes, I put in hard work, whatever, but I got lucky. And you know, so many people are trying to make it on social media. So many people are trying to blow up on TikTok and IG Reels and YouTube Shorts and whatever. And it's really difficult sometimes to kind of catch your, like you have to hit it right at the right fucking time. And for me, that was when I was like 13 years old. So thank you, 13-year-old self, for this. But what I'm kind of trying to get at is I don't like sitting here and saying anything that could come across as negative when it comes to talking about what I do for work, because I truly have the best job in the world. And being able to like sit down and talk to you guys right now and like do this and like call it work, which I truthfully do not make like anything on this podcast. I make like a tiny bit from YouTube ads, but like I do not make a fuck ton of money on this podcast at all. Like I make like below, like it's not even, like I think honestly, it would be like below minimum wage, like for the hours put in versus the money I get back from it. I think it's like way below minimum wage. Like, I do not make a lot of money on this at all. I do this because I like it, and someday I hope for it to get bigger where like maybe I can make money off of it, but that's not even like my main priority. I just like being able to connect with you guys on like a different platform and like in a way more intimate way. Like, I can't sit here and like do this on my TikTok. Like, I can share little parts of it, but I can't like sit down for an hour and talk on my TikTok or whatever. So that's why I do the podcast. And where was this even going? Oh, I was trying to get at how lucky I am that I get to call like podcasting my work, because like I'm so grateful for you guys and everything that has been given to me, and you know the amount, like I have so much gratitude. Okay, I have so much gratitude, and I would never want to sit here and like make it seem like I have the hardest job in the world, because that's not fucking true. I have the best job in the world, and like I don't want it to come across like that. I don't want to seem like I'm out of touch or whatever, but I will say, when it comes down to it, there are things that you guys don't see. There are things that my family doesn't see. There are things that my family sees, but they still don't understand. And that goes for my friends and even my boyfriend. Like, it goes for everybody. Like, you don't truly know what it's like to be in somebody's shoes unless you are in the exact same shoes as them. And that goes for like everything in life. Like, unless you know exactly what that person's going through and how their work is, or how, you know, their classes at school are, or how their friendships are, like, unless you can like genuinely relate to like multiple aspects, you're never going to understand exactly what it's like. And that's why I'm so grateful that I have Sadie and like some other people that I've met through social media, because we're able to like talk about things that might seem fucking stupid or like delusional to other people. You know what I mean? And it sounds crazy, and this sounds so fucked, and I don't know. I want to move out, but I don't want to move out, but I do want to move out. My whole plan was to hop states, and I truly don't think I'm ready for that. So I kind of sat down yesterday, and Sadie made a comment, and she was like, well, what if you just like got like a little apartment, either like by yourself or like with your boyfriend or something? Like, I don't know if that like freaks you out, like living with your boyfriend or like whatever, but like, what if you just like were on your own, but still like here? And I was like, okay, wait, let me actually think about this. And this was literally like an hour conversation. Like, we went back and forth. Like, it was like a lot of information and like delusionalness spread back and forth. But I was like, okay, see, I've thought about it before, like getting an apartment in the same town. And I've always thought it was just like a stupid ass idea, because it's like, if I'm gonna live in the same town that I'm already in, why would I pay to live here when I have two free places I could stay? Like, my mom's house, my dad's house, they don't make me pay rent. They pay for my groceries. Like, I'm so grateful to have, I'm also still 18. Like, I graduated high school like less than a year ago. So, like, I don't think it's like that crazy that I'm still like living at my parents'. Like, I don't think it's crazy at all. But I'm very grateful that my parents are like taking care of me still and like giving me a place to rest my head at night. But like, I've always thought it was stupid. Why would I pay for, you know, why would I pay like $1,500 a month rent someplace when I can live here for free? And I've always just thought that. I was like, if I'm gonna move, I'm moving. Like, I'm moving to Florida, I'm moving to Georgia, I'm moving to North Carolina, I'm moving to Texas, I'm moving to New York. Like, I'm moving the fuck out of here if I'm moving. And then I started thinking about it, and I was like, you know what? What happens if eventually, maybe it's next year, maybe it's in 2 years, I feel ready to make that little state border hop, and I feel ready to go to Florida, and I feel ready to like go move out and be on my own in a different state? What the fuck happens when I get there and I realize that I can't live alone? I hate living alone. Like, I've never lived alone before. What happens if I move across the country alone and I fucking hate it? Like, what if I hate it? And then I was like, okay, so maybe it's a great idea to live on my own here first, so that I have access to my family whenever I need. Like, if I start freaking out, I can literally drive 10 minutes and get to my parents' house. If I'm not having a good time, I can tell my boyfriend to drive 10 minutes and be at my apartment. Like, it's so, like, it would be so much easier to try out living alone here than it would be somewhere else. And I feel like it would honestly be like a really good test run. And then also, this is part of what kind of seems or could be misconstrued as like, wow, first world problems, like you're so out of touch, like this shit shouldn't matter. But it does. It matters to me. And like, you can think it's stupid, but I feel like I've gotten to this point in my life, and I've gotten this six, I love that I have literal fucking dyslexia when I speak. I literally, what am I trying to say? My mouth gets like tired after like this long of recording and I'm like, okay, sorry. I got up to blow my nose really quick because I'm still a little sick and I had a little, you know, congestion happening that I needed to get rid of. But what I was basically saying is I feel like I've gotten to the level of success that I have and I've gotten to the point in my life where I'm at because I haven't, you know, made the smartest decisions. I have done things that other people have perceived as stupid or that maybe have been like a little out there or crazy or like unconventional. I spent like 4 years being bullied for posting YouTube videos. Like everybody was like, that's so stupid. Like she's never gonna make it anywhere. She's literally looks like an idiot online. And a couple years later, I had 100,000 subscribers, you know, now we're up to like 800 something thousand. Like I have been able to take, you know, things, like, I don't know if what I'm saying is making sense. I'm saying this because Sadie mentioned this in our conversation last night and I've never thought about it like this, but she was like, I feel like with what we do sometimes, like it is so unconventional and like different from what everybody else is doing that sometimes we have to do things that are a little bit stupid or like we have to be a little bit delusional sometimes because like we've built our fucking like what we have on being delusional. Like I've spent every single day for the last like 7 years of my life being delusional and thinking that I can just like succeed and then like it has happened. So like I feel like, you know, maybe it's stupid to waste money, waste money on an apartment in the same town that I already live in. But when you think about what that apartment could potentially give me in terms of not only my personal growth, but also my career growth, like I feel like it could be an amazing thing. And you really only live once. And I'm never going to know if I like living alone unless I try it. And I feel like it's stupid to like live on my own the first time when I'm like moving to Florida or some shit. You know what I mean? So I feel like there's a lot of benefits. There's also cons, like there's pros and there's cons. But to me, like this was the first thing that I got really excited about. And I think that's why I'm so hyper fixated on it right now. Like it's my new, like this is, it's just gonna last this week probably because like I said, it has something to do with my period. Like right after my period ends, I have to change everything about my life. And I have like these groundbreaking ideas and things, but I feel like I have the most clarity during this week. And that scares me because it's like, maybe this is a stupid idea. Like maybe I'm being too delusional, but when it comes down to it, it's like the place that I live in, the space that I live in, isn't only my personal space. It is my workspace. It's not only where I'm working from, like I work from home. It's not only where I'm working from, like that's a whole different thing. Like people, all types of people work from home and like their space that they work in needs to be good and like healthy and, you know, it needs to motivate them and make them productive and yada, yada, yada. There's that whole side of it. But then it's also like, I'm filming damn near every single day of my life in some capacity, whether it's just TikTok or whether it's a full-on 15-minute vlog on YouTube. I'm filming my life constantly. And I like to be able to film from the second that I wake up to the second that I go to bed. And this is the part that's going to sound first world problems out of touch a little bit. I want a cute place. And that's point blank period. I want a little aesthetic kitchen. I want a little aesthetic living room that I decorate myself. The house that I mainly live in is my dad's house. And I'm not trying to be like, my house is so ugly. Like I am so grateful to have grown up in this house. It is such a beautiful house. It is like literally gorgeous. It's gorgeous. And for the average person that's just living in a house, this is more than anybody could ever want. Like it is so beautiful. Like I'm never going to be like, I don't want to talk shit. Like that seems out of touch as fuck to me. Like if you guys saw my house, you'd be like, you're literally fucking ridiculous. Like I hate you. But it's not supposed to be like that. It's just like, I want my own space. I'm a fucking, like I'm turning into an adult. I vlog my whole fucking life. It's like, I'm not happy with the content that comes out of me vlogging in my kitchen, for instance. Like it's not an aesthetic kitchen. It's a beautiful kitchen. It has like, it was built beautifully for a fucking family, like for a parent, like it's beautiful. But when I think about like my dream content and like the content that I want to make, I'm talking like, I don't know, like my fam, she like moved out like really young. She's lived in a bunch of like cool apartments. She lives in New York City now. She has like a beautiful apartment. Obviously, I could never afford anything like what she has. She's literally loaded. But as she should be, she's been so successful and has like came from literally like ground fucking zero. Like her like story when it comes to social media is so inspiring, and like I don't even fucking know her. I've talked to her like one time on Instagram DM, and like I'm proud of her. Like it's so cool, and she's still like so young. I think she's like 20 years old, or like maybe 21 now. No, I don't know. I think she's still 20, but like has been so successful, right? And she like moved out, and I feel like when she moved out like and started living on her own and started like having all of this like moving content and like having her own place to live in and make content out of, she became so much more successful. And I'm not saying like, oh, all I need to do is like move into an apartment and I'm gonna be successful. Like obviously that's not all that it takes, but I'm saying having my own place that I feel inspired in again is really important. And I'm not gonna lie to you guys, like I've been in this house pretty much my entire life. I've lived in multiple different houses, but like I've lived in this house since I was like 5 years old, okay? And I started my YouTube channel in this room that I'm still in, and it's been 7 years now, and I feel like I've filmed every single YouTube video, TikTok, like I feel like I've filmed every single thing that I could possibly film in this room. Not this particular room, but my room over there, like my bedroom. And I just feel like I've been missing something for a really long time, and I've been trying to just like push through it and kind of like cover it up and like not pay any mind to it. Like I've been trying to like pretend that this problem doesn't exist when it honestly is a very big problem, and like I just have no creative push here. And for the longest time I thought it was just the town that I was in and that I needed to hop towns, and I've always said like I want to move, right? I've said that like 87 times in this podcast alone. I've always said that, and I've always thought like me moving to like a cute little coastal town would like bring me my spark back. And while that might be true, maybe it doesn't need to be that drastic. Maybe it means literally moving 10 minutes away and just having my own space that I feel proud of and that like I curate to be like the perfect place for me to not only film content, but just to like live happily. So yeah, there's just like a lot to think about, and there's so many different factors that go into it. And also like the housing market, I mean, the apartment market, it's not houses, but like the housing fucking shit that's going on, like first of all, prices are super high. I'm not even talking about that, though. There's just like not a lot available, which is weird because like I keep seeing apartments going up in this town, but then there's like none. Like they're up and then they get taken immediately. So there's not really that many options, but there is a few that I have found. But it's difficult because it's like I am only 18. I have no renter's history. I also have built no credit because I just turned 18 this year. I haven't like started building my credit yet. So it's hard to rent a place if you have no credit, but there's like things like you can have, it's like your parent can, it's not co-signing, but it's basically like your parent is held responsible if for some reason you can't pay your payments, which wouldn't be a problem because I'd be able to pay my payments, but it's just for like the landlord's peace of mind. You know what I mean? Like having a little 18-year-old with no credit, like that doesn't look good. That doesn't, like, you have no idea if you can trust me or not because I have no history of anything of this sort. So I would probably need one of my parents to help me sign for the apartment. Like, I wouldn't be able to get it myself, which kind of sucks. But, like, you have to start somewhere. But there isn't that many available. And it's, like, if there's, like, a 30-year-old that has, like, good credit and, like a history of renting, like, they're going to give it to them over me. So I'm kind of scared to even, like, start trying to look because I feel like I'm going to, like, find places and get my hopes up. And then they're going to be, like, you're a literal child. We're not renting this place to you. And I'm, like, fuck you. It's also hard because I don't have, like, a stable income. It fluctuates so much. Like, I don't have a monthly salary or even a yearly salary. Like, it literally just depends on what I do. Like, it depends on what I say yes to. It depends how many videos I'm putting out. It depends on so many different things. So, like, it's really weird. And, like, for people, like, landlords that need stability from their renters, it's kind of probably scary to, like, you know, have a tenant that's like, I honestly don't know how much I make every single month, but I can tell you like every single month it's enough. Like it's enough to pay for this place. But like, I just don't know how that experience would be. But there's a lot to think about. And this is very, very new, but I was just really thinking about it all day yesterday, basically. And I thought that when I woke up this morning, I would like have some clarity on it, like sleep on it. Like people always say like sleep on it. And it's always like, what the fuck is sleeping on going to do? What? I'm literally stuttering. What is sleeping on it going to do? But then, like, sometimes you wake up after, like, sleeping on it and you're like, okay, wait, like, I have clarity from just, like, sleeping on it. That didn't happen, though. I woke up and I started spiraling more, and that's why I decided to talk about it on today's episode, because maybe some of you guys in the comments, like, on YouTube, or if you decide to, like, DM me on Instagram on the Things Could Be Worse Pod Instagram account, maybe you guys can give me your input. Give me your advice. Like, give me, like, what you genuinely think. I don't know. Like, it's a lot, and I don't really have much else to say. Like, I feel like I really dove into that, but that's kind of exactly everything that I've been thinking about for the last little bit or whatever. So thanks for listening, I guess. That episode went so, like, many different ways. It was like recap of me getting drunk this weekend, and then it was like, okay, I'm spiraling and I'm gonna move out. Like, okay, like, that's insane of me. But I love you guys. Thanks so much for listening, and I will see you next Wednesday. Okay. Love you.